Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Let me see if I can get my video
I'm
up.
great. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, there you
You
are.
have the best lighting of anyone I've ever recorded with. You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you too. Welcome back to the continuing story of the perfume feminist. I have someone I've wanted to talk to for a long time on here, my friend Rena, who posts great perfume content and always has good takes. We're going to be talking about a jumble of things: Prada Candy from 2011, Breakfast at Tiffany's, the novella and the movie, and Courtney Love. Because I wanted you on, and we were just like thinking of what to do. And we were like, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Courtney Love. And I was like, why don't we just do all of that since it's all like about whores and stuff.
Yeah, you had the brilliant idea to do both of them. And then after we spoke, I thought about it. And it became pretty apparent to me that there's some commonalities there.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see. I also liked, I've always wanted to do a Courtney Love episode, and she's so famously into these like elegant niche perfumes and like mature things like Fracas and like Amouage and Quelquefleur by Houbigant. And I like the idea of pairing her with something totally like department store and kind of juvenile that nonetheless has the traces of the Kinder whore aesthetic that she kicked off.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that Prada is an aspirational perfume for a certain kind of girl, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I mean that in, I think it's a gateway perfume, and I think that, Courtney Love in many ways aspired herself up, if that's the way to put it. She came from very, very humble beginnings, to put it
Yeah.
lightly. And it's also the kind of perfume that if you were into Courtney Love when you were a young woman my age and you were going to clubs and you were out, until 2 in the morning, even though Prada Candy was not out at that time, you would have smelled like this. It would
Yeah.
have been something you wanted to smell like.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're like traces of prior kind of similar baby doll perfumes like Love's Baby Soft in it. There's definitely like a kind of baby powder thing. But before we get into that, since I have the rare privilege of having someone else that's like into perfume separately on, I wanted to talk about your history with fragrance and everything that you've worn.
Oh God. I probably came out of the womb smelling of perfume, I think. And I attribute that to my mother. She was really into perfume. She was a woman who came really from nothing, from very humble beginnings. She was German and she was brought up in, she was a small child in the war. So she was very careful with her money and she spent it on things that were really, really beautiful and special. And she had tons of perfumes growing up, and she wouldn't allow me near them because she'd say, you're going to end up smelling like a French hooker. So I was allowed 4711 because we would fly back to Germany and that's what you got on the plane.
Which is
And
what's in Breakfast at Tiffany's, the novella,
you're
which she
right.
keeps in her mailbox.
She keeps, yeah. And then I wanted to wear her youth do. I really just loved youth do. And she wore Ma'Griff, youth do, all of the Rochasses, like Femme and Madame Rochas.